Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
We've got great audio interfaces.
What good is a multi-wave distortion pedal without a true bypass?
I'm done re-kafoobling the energy, Motron!
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Bernie Sanders at Lululemon.
I like yoga pants. They are sheer, they are shapely, they are stylish. What's more, they are excellent for calisthenics. 10 million Americans do not have access to affordable yoga pants. All Americans should have yoga pants.
Yes, they should.
Except for my opponent, Hillary Clinton. Two words, camel toe.
Oh.
This has been Bernie Sanders at Lululemon.
And there you have the highlight of tonight's town hall. Well, not really. But, you know, I have to say, Bernie was having fun. I mean, one of the funniest moments was when he, the whole Larry David thing.
I understand Larry David is hosting SNL this weekend. He does a pretty good imitation of you. Do you do a Larry David imitation?
Anderson, I know you've been in journalism for a long time.
Are you doing your Larry David right now?
Scoop. I am Larry David. And you didn't get it.
In 1987, when you were mayor of Burlington, you recorded an album of folk classics. How are those pipes doing? We're in an opera house. How are they? Any more albums in your future?
Let me just say this. If you're looking at a president who can carry a tune, I'm not the guy. I hope I have other attributes, but singing is not one of them. It's the worst album. Actually, it's selling very well because people are buying it. It's the worst album ever recorded. People can't believe how bad it is.
Yeah, you know, it's great about Bernie. I mean, there he was. He's, I am Larry David, and you had to laugh. But he actually was in a film in the 90s, too. I forget what role he was playing. He was playing probably a politician. Or he was playing a rabbi. But he was just being Bernie. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, Bernie, go up there and pretend you're a rabbi.
And it was the same thing.
Yeah, it was pretty much the same thing. So, you know, I think tonight what I got out of watching the town hall, it was very civilized. And there are more highlights of Hillary coming up. I mean, she just did her thing. So I've got a lot of Bernie, but not so much Hillary. You know, both of them. But I have to say, once again, Bernie, very down to earth. It was not scripted. He was just speaking. And I was thinking, you know, I don't even think this guy practiced. I think he just rolled up to the auditorium, got out of his ride. He talked about his ride. An old dusty Chevrolet, 5 or 6 years old, red. He didn't even know what kind of Chevrolet. But just came out and basically a water cooler chat. You know, I mean, it was kind of chill. It was kind of cool.
He always is. You know he speaks from within all the time.
Right.
Because he lives his own truth.
Right. And so, you know, I thought that the whole thing was good. But I thought, once again, you know, it's like what I like about Bernie is he tells the truth. Here he is talking about, once again, that whole thing about, yeah, well, you know, you're going to be a socialist, so up go the taxes.
States is the only major country on earth that doesn't guarantee health care to all people. And we end up spending far, far more per capita on healthcare as do the people of any other country, Canada, UK, France, whatever. What we are gonna fight for is a Medicare for all single payer program, which would provide comprehensive healthcare to your family and every family in America. So let me tell you what we do. We raise your taxes if you're somewhere in the middle of the economy, about $500. But you know what we're gonna do for healthcare? We're going to reduce your health care cost by $5,000. So you're going to pay a little bit more in taxes, but you're no longer going to have to pay private health insurance premiums. Now, I've been criticized for this, but I believe that health care is a right of all people, that we should not have these deductibles and co-payments. We should not be paying the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs. And our Medicare for All program will guarantee comprehensive care to all people and save middle-class families some thousands of dollars a year.
I'm so down
States
with...
Is
yeah,
the
okay, stop. I'm so down with Bernie on that. I have to tell you. I mean, honest to God, I think it's a great thing. But I think one of the things that makes me very nervous about the whole situation is, you're going to upset the whole apple cart by taking away Obamacare and trying to start over, because the Republicans would just love for you to do that so that they can weasel their way in to making it private again. And that's the scary thing. But one thing that was approached tonight, and before the town hall happened, this poll came out, and this is so telling about what's going on in the Democratic Party. You know, things are haywire over there on the other side, I have to say, with what happened last night in Iowa. Nonetheless, so there was this poll that came out today, and Bernie Sanders, the 30 and younger crowd, 30 years of age and younger, that demographic, 89% of those people in that age who would vote for a Democrat would vote for Bernie Sanders. However, Hillary Clinton, with the 65 and above crowd, and by the way, the seniors always, they're the big ones, the AARP crowd, they always roll out and vote in masses. And Hillary takes 68, 69% of that vote. So, you know, herein lies the problem with the Dems. How do you bridge that gap? And Hillary did speak to that tonight.
Here's what I want young people to know. They don't have to be for me. I'm going to be for them. It doesn't really matter. If they are not supporting me, I will be their president. I will do everything I can to give them the opportunities they deserve. As I speak with young people across the country in Iowa, New Hampshire, and elsewhere, I do sense this real feeling of being somehow disadvantaged, put on the wrong side of American opportunity. And I understand that. I mean, the student debt problems, the feeling that the jobs that are out there are not producing the kind of income or opportunity that young people believe they should be able to get. But at the same time, I'm so impressed by the level, the intensity of commitment of this generation to, you know, really going after discrimination, going after racism and sexism and the kind of abuses that LGBT community members have, looking for ways to bring more justice in the economy and the environment, fighting climate change. So I'm impressed with them, and I'm going to do everything I can to reach out and to explain why good ideas on paper are important, but you've got to be able to translate them into action to get results for people. I have a lot of experience doing that. I think I can deliver positive change for young people in our country, and I hope to have the chance to win their support.
Okay, well, we shall see whether she can do that or not. But that's the great divide. Like I just said, the numbers are like off the scale. You know, the younger set for Bernie, huge, massive. The numbers for Hillary, big, but older. So can they tie it all together? All right, time will tell. We will let the pundits figure that out. Me and this show, we're going to the dreamland. That's right. We're going to get my guest on the air here, Kelly Sullivan Walden. She just put out a brand new book, The Love, Sex, and Relationship Dream Dictionary. So this is so fun to do on a Wednesday night. And why not? Well, any night of the week. But anything that you dream of, she talks about in her latest book. And she goes in depth about many, many topics, and we shall discuss coming up here. It's a lot of fun. So, you know, she interprets dreams. If you'd like your dream interpreted, you keep having the same dream over and over, you'll wonder what it means. 808-0810 is the number, and we'll chat with her coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Turns out those dreams can come true. Thanks for joining me on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810 and around the world at KGORadio.com. And once again, I welcome my guest, Kelly Sullivan Walden. She is America's premier dream expert. We've had her on several times, and I love speaking to you, Kelly. Thank you for joining me once again.
It's so dreamy to be with you, Drex and Heather and all of y'all over there at KGO. So much fun.
Super Bowl weekend. Yes, it's here and it's all on. It's everywhere. Hey,
Being preempted by Hillary, not the worst thing in the world, I guess.
I know, right? But, yeah, actually, you know, the whole town hall thing was pretty chill. I enjoyed it.
Wasn't it? Yeah. I got to meet Bernie a couple months ago. I was totally, I shouldn't be political right now, but I'm going to be. I was all pro Hillary until I met Bernie, and then I'm totally going for the burn.
Yeah, you're feeling the burn. Well, you become enamored with him because, I was talking earlier, the thing with Bernie is he just comes out. It doesn't look like it was rehearsed. It wasn't scripted. He just rolled with it. And, you know, you're right. Feel the burn.
Well, he presents.
I am feeling it.
Yeah. Like what he really is like inside. And I always feel like other politicians are just telling me what think I want to hear from them. And then you don't buy it because it doesn't feel genuine.
All right. Let's talk about dreams.
Exactly.
Okay. So now you have a brand new book out and we've talked about plenty of your other ones. And by the way, here's the number 808-0810. And Kelly has, you know, she's everywhere. She's been on Oprah, Dr. Oz, Ricky Lake, The Real. I mean, you're just, I see you everywhere and I hear you everywhere. So, again, thank you for joining me. So, we're going to discuss your latest love, sex, and relationships. And I'm just going to start with a call here because 808-0810, if you want to get through, because I think this is interesting and it pretty much started right at the beginning of your book. And I thought, well, why not? So, let's go to Anthony in Concord. Anthony, good evening. You're on KGO.
Hey, good evening to you and to your guests. No, I know I'm loving the conversation you're having right now. But I'm also a young guy, 25, and I'm also feeling the burn. Bernie was excellent tonight. But he actually addresses the issues. He's going after the issues. And actually, I really wanted to preface my question with that as well. I've learned more outside of high school than I have in high school, and I grew up with my father always telling me that. Any politician that gains more money than for what the job pays for has to be inherently corrupt. And knowing that, I do a lot of research and a lot of studying, and I have this reoccurring dream, and I don't want to make it science fiction, but it's the end of the world. It's an alien invasion. It's so real that, like, my heart is beating out of my chest right now. It's like it's not something that I want to make up, and it's not something that I want to. It sounds funny, but it's so realistic that, I wake up with night sweat sometimes. I wake up
It scares you. It's as though Trump were president.
Okay. Well, so, it's not an unusual thing. Kelly, last time we had you on, people were talking about aliens and apocalyptic dreams. So go ahead.
Yeah. I have to say that more and more these days, I am hearing so many of these kind of dreams. So it's definitely a theme. It's definitely something that's in the zeitgeist right now. And I take comfort in looking at things symbolically. Of course, sometimes dreams are predictive and all of that, and they can be literal. I mean, there were a lot of people that predicted 9/11 in dreams before 9/11 happened, and that does happen. But I like to look at dreams from a symbolic place because I think that when we put our power outside of ourselves, then we get scared and freaked out, and there's not a lot we can do. So if we look at dreams symbolically, then we put the power back inside ourselves. And if we look at it symbolically, we can say that anything that is alien, an alien symbolizes that aspect of ourselves that is our shadow, that's the part of us that we don't know. And usually anything we don't know, we place fear on it. We project that it's a scary, bad thing. But really, if you think about it, most of us humans, we're only in touch with about 1% of what we're capable of and who we are. So a dream about an alien invasion, to me, from one perspective, from a very positive perspective, it symbolizes that there's all this stuff that we don't know yet that's coming in and it's taking over, and we're gonna learn a lot more about ourselves. So anything that's alien is an alien aspect of your power that you haven't met yet. So it might not be the worst thing. And if it were to be the worst thing, dreams that are nightmare-ish are preparing us to figure out how we would handle a worst-case scenario should it happen. But most of the time, our dreams are symbolic. So look at it like it's you preparing to meet so much so many aspects of your own power that you haven't yet met. That might not be the worst thing in the world.
Because Anthony said he was 23, so maybe he's about to graduate and get a job and an apartment, and the whole world is his oyster at this point.
Exactly. And even those who are listening who are more senior in their years, still, we know such a little, we're barely on the edge of figuring out who we are as a species, what we're capable of. So it's okay when we confront an aspect of ourselves that we don't know. I mean, in an ideal world, we'd embrace it with, hey, this is a good thing. It might be the best thing ever. We just don't know.
Yeah. All right. So if you're having strange dreams or sexual dreams and you're wondering what the hell they're all about, you're dreaming about cheating on your partner or your partner cheating on you, all of those fun things. I mean, these are big, big deals with people. Anxiety dreams. I mean, I was looking at your archetypes. I'm sorry. And in there, so many like authority figures, criminals, daughter, father, girl, god, goddess, grandfather, grandmother, mother, prince, princesses, prostitutes, queens, sisters, witches. I mean, all of those things show up in people's dreams. And I love what you said. Consider dreams a form of quantum physics. And from that perspective, you are one intimately connected with all life. You are a universe in a miniature, a microcosm of all life, intertwining with everyone, everything, everywhere, all the time. I love that paragraph, Kelly. I have to
Thank
tell you.
You.
Yeah, because, you know, when you dream and if you think of it like that, it does kind of bring us all together, sort of kind of makes sense.
Exactly. It's like we're all one big, beautiful diamond, and there's so many facets to who we are. And most of us identify ourselves with only a few things, like even you, Drex. I'm a radio show guy. I'm this amazing dude, and I'm, you know, I live in San Francisco, and that's it. But no, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more to you. You have an inner prostitute and princess and king and queen. And
I love when that inner prostitute comes out, let me tell you.
You're nailing it.
Well, on the other side, you have to teach me how to keep those going. I need the Drex
extension. You're just peeling the onion here.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
We're getting to the layers.
Yeah, well, it is that love, sex, and relationships. So if you're dreaming about love, sex, and relationships, now's your time to ask what it means. 808-0810. That's the number to the Drex Radio Show with Kelly Sullivan Walden on KGO 810.
KGO 810.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever.
Look, I have to tell you. This is why you should invest a lot of money in a really good mattress so you can sleep your life away. That's where I'm at. I love to dream. Yes, I'm a dreamer. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show live and local on the band around the world on KGORadio.com or KGO 810. If you're listening on your radio, commuting or whatever you be doing here in the big city. So love and sex and relationships, the dream dictionary. Kelly Sullivan Walden is our dream doctor, 808-0810, if you want her to analyze some of the things that you've been dreaming about. You know, let me ask you a basic question, because sometimes dreams can be just downright strange, bizarre. Yeah, I mean, so why are they like that? Because, you know, sometimes it's not anything specific. You know, I know what the anxiety dream is. We all know what that is. We know what the stress dream is. We know what the sex dream is. But what about just like bizarre, strange stuff?
Mostly it's strange not to have a strange dream, because when you go to sleep at night, here's my little bit of science for the night. The frontal cortex of your brain that's been working so hard all day long, it's exhausted. It goes to sleep. And that's the part of your brain that controls logic, rational thought, time, space, organization, and it's asleep. Meanwhile, the limbic brain and your association cortex wakes up. It's what's running the show while we're sleeping. And that's the part of the brain that jumps around. It doesn't see things in a sequence. It doesn't think about things in a regular, organized way. It looks at things symbolically and based on emotion and feeling. So that's why when we wake up in the morning, our logical mind, our frontal cortex, wakes up and evaluates the dreams that we remember and says, what the hell? Those are crazy. Those didn't make any sense. But they make perfect sense.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. For instance, I've been having this hook play in my brain, and I was telling Heather about this last week. This damn song by this artist Halsey, Americana, Nirvana, Marijuana. So that tune, that hook runs through my head, and then
while you're asleep.
Yeah, then I'm yes, I do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sometimes when these hooks get of songs, for instance, get stuck in your head, they repeat themselves, and then my dream plays off of that. I just find it super bizarre.
Absolutely. Well,
that makes sense, what you said.
Yeah, but the music, I would even say, look at it like it's a symbol. Why that? Why did that get stuck in your head? And we could explore even, what does that mean to you? I mean, is there a feeling that you get from that song? Is there something that song represents to you? Mm. Howzy.
Let me see. I think it's the melody of the hook. I think it's for some reason, it's like there's something calming about it. When I go to sleep, for instance, I use white noise. I think a lot of people use different things. And then I think of a calming hook. And a lot of times it is music. And sometimes it could be a new song and an old song. I don't know if that's strange or not, but it just helps me to not think about work or business or relationship
stuff.
Well,
if you've got a hook, if you've got an earworm that actually makes you feel calm and peaceful, then that's the best kind of hook. That's great.
Yeah.
A lot of people have other kind of things that they can't get out of their head before they go to sleep. So I think that's the best use of that kind of function of your brain.
Kelly.
Yay, Drex.
Okay, let's talk about sex. Let's get to the good stuff.
Enough foreplay.
Right, okay. Yeah. Most commonly remembered sexual dreams. Are they that specific that the most, can you put your finger on the most remembered?
And this is my own scientific experiment, having listened to thousands of dreams from thousands of dreamers. This wasn't done at Harvard. This is my own compilation of the dreams that I hear most often. So these are some themes. And one of the themes is, plain old sex, just having some kind of intercourse with someone. That's really the most common. And that can represent our primal need to blow off steam. It's good for us to have those dreams. It's healthy for us. They're so good for us psychologically, spiritually, on every, and not to mention physically. There's so many health benefits. It helps to lower cortisol. It lowers anxiety. It gives us a sense of well-being. There's so many benefits. But symbolically, what those dreams represent are about joining and depth of connection with the person that you were involved with in your dream. So you think about what does this person represent to me? What are the three adjectives that I would primarily describe them as? And consider that you are deeply joining with that aspect of yourself, because it's all about you. It all comes down to, who are you connecting with, and why might that be important during this time in your life?
That's good. Yeah. Okay. So you can hit me up at Generation Drex, or you can call 808-0810 if you want a dream interpretation. But somebody called us during the break and said, well, why don't you talk about the nocturnal emission stuff that I have going on all the time in my dream? I said, well, no problem. I will. But I think that's a physical thing. But if you'd like to speak to that, go ahead.
Well, in a way, I kind of just did. I mean, we can talk about all kinds of other symbolic dreams.
Dreaming to orgasm.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people that don't and can't, and there's a lot of people that do, or there's at least they don't realize that they are. So it's a blessing when that happens. Consider that, my God, you've made a home run with yourself.
Right, that's the jackpot for the day or the night.
Totally. Yeah. So just that's a blessing, and clearly the person must need it in order to feel good and sane, and like, they can wake up on the right side of bed the next day. There's other dreams that are really common that aren't quite so obvious and quite so literal. We can explore those.
Kelly, so I had a dream, like the caller asked me to ask you about. I had a dream, I had an orgasm, but I was not thinking about the person that's on the other side of the bed.
Oh, like you're thinking about somebody else.
Well, you're having a dream. That's what a dream is.
Dreams, this is like my big bumper sticker for everybody. Yeah. A billboard, more than a bumper sticker. Relax. Dreams about sex are the ultimate hall pass. You are
nice.
Yeah, it's the rules of engagement in dreams are completely different than the rules of engagement in our waking life, thank God. So you can go and be completely promiscuous with whoever, however, whenever in your dreams, and it's all just an aspect of you that you are intimately joining with. So if your beloved was, if you had an enlightened relationship with your partner, you'd be able to talk freely about these dreams and nobody would get jealous. Nobody would feel bad about that. Nobody would get weird about it. Like I used to, my ex-boyfriend years ago used to have recurring dreams about Selma Hayek. And I used to get pissed and I would give him the stink eye all day. And I'd be, you know, because I'm exactly. Yeah. But now when my husband has dreams like this, I'm like, oh, great. What does she represent to you? I know that you're bonding with, if it was Selma Hayek, you're bonding with the feminine aspect of you, that is the Latina aspect of you that is spicy and wild. And how good is that for you? I'm so happy for you. You'll be more creative, more passionate today.
Well, I think go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, I think that a lot of people are like, yahoo, she just gave me the hall pass, because we do dream about other people other than our significant others. And let's face it, they're not always about celebrities. I got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, I don't know how open you should be. And what if you're dreaming about, I don't know, cheating on your spouse and they know about it and all of those things. These are things that happen with couples all the time. Yeah, no, I don't think it makes... Well, I'll ask Kelly, does it make any difference whether these are straight dreams, these are gay dreams, whatever they may be? You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. We'll continue our conversation. Kelly Sullivan Walden is my guest. Her brand new book is fantastic. If you love the dream world, then you got to get this. It is the Love, Sex, and Relationship Dream Dictionary. So anything that you're dreaming about, it's in there and it's explained. We'll continue in just a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hear the news on KGO 810, then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Are you a super tramp in your dreams? Oh, I know you are. Well, you've tuned into the right show tonight. The Drex Radio Show is on KGO 810. Kelly Sullivan Walden, who is the... Boy, what a segue that was. Well, you know, that's what I do, Kelly. The Love, Sex, and Relationship Dream Dictionary. So I have to ask you, and I think this is a big problem. So what happens when you start dreaming about and you are cognizant that your partner's in the room or in the house or in the know, but you're cheating?
Well, so if you're somebody who is really having an affair, or if you're truly lusting for someone in your waking life, yeah, I wouldn't share that with your spouse. No. I wouldn't share that with your partner if there's a reality to it. But if it's the mailman, if it's like the weird guy next door or the weird girl next door, somebody that you wouldn't normally have feelings for, or if it is a celebrity, if it's somebody that's out of reach, then it's safer to share. But you do need to have some agreed upon ground rules in your relationship before you just start sharing these dreams. I mean, have a conversation before, like, about, yeah, these are symbolic. Let's read this book together, sweetheart.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. This is just your inner prostitute. It's not, you're not really going into prostitution.
Well, I mean, God help you if you live with somebody who's so insecure that they actually think that your dream would mean something in real life. I mean, just like you're saying, it's not about, well, it's definitely not about them, and it's more about you, and it's probably not about the person that you had sex with in the dream, right?
True, but even still, there can be an eye roll, like, really? You had an orgy again last night?
Right,
like,
another threesome, tantric sex, yes, all of these
things. And, why are you telling me this? Keep that stuff to yourself. I mean,
exactly.
Usually people have problems if somebody that they live with is viewing porn. I mean, that might be a little bit more outside of things, but a dream is a dream. You can't handle your dreams.
Trump or tantrums, right. Stuff like that.
Right. But if you engage in the spirit of curiosity and also just making a habit of looking at dreams symbolically and not being so literal about them, then it becomes more like a game that you're playing with your spouse or your partner as a way to be able to get to know them more deeply, get to know what's really going on in there. And remember, sex is a metaphor for joining intimately. It's not just about truly lusting for somebody. It's much more than
that. That's why your book is so good, because, you know, you can sit down with the person that you love and look and say, oh, yeah, I dream about this. Oh, I dream about that. Because I know that, you're a go-to person because you do dream analysis. But a lot of times I think in relationships when somebody brings up their dream, it's so abstract that the other person just kind of blows it off unless they're involved in it. You know what I'm saying?
This is why, not to plug my book, but this is a way to be able to play it like it's a game. You can say, well, let's look at the symbols. So you dreamt about a butterfly. You dreamt about a pair of red shoes. You dreamt about your grandma's cookies. Okay, so you look up all of those symbols in the dream book, and then you can start to put the puzzle together. And then inevitably, someone's going to have an aha, like, of course you dreamt about a butterfly because you're in a metamorphosis right now. And of course you dreamt about grandma's cookies because that made you feel comforted when you were a kid and you're going through a change right now. So you're needing some comfort. You know, so you can start to look at these symbols like you're putting together a puzzle, or you're like a spy, or you're looking for the clues and you're trying to solve the case. And make it fun. Make it something that brings you together and helps you to bond more deeply. That's what's possible with dream sharing.
Kelly Sullivan Walden, I have to say, you know, it's fun to sit here and talk about sex, but I want to ask you about work life. And I don't know if the correct word is premonition, but, about everyday things that you do with your life, whether it be work or career or stuff like that. When you divide up the dream time every night, what is over the line and what's too much and what's too little?
I'm not exactly sure if I'm following you.
Well,
exactly,
okay,
I mean,
if you're dreaming about work and I can get the anxiety thing. We've talked about that before. Okay, well then you're stressed and you're trying to figure it out. Your brain's trying to figure it out. But do you believe in premonitions where it doesn't have to be, specifically about work, but big things in your life that are important
out. We tend to dream about what's important to us. So if we're passionate about the work that we do, if we're passionate about whoever we're in love with, if we're passionate about our exercise routine, if we're passionate about our grasshopper collection, whatever it is, we're going to dream about those things. So if you're somebody that cares about your work and your work isn't just a job, you're probably going to dream about it. And you might dream about it even with anxiety sometimes, because you're trying to troubleshoot possible problems that could happen, and you're circumventing that so that those things don't happen in real life. And sometimes you do have predictive dreams. I mean, often you probably do. In fact, it's a shamanic belief that everything happens first in dreams. So
that's cool.
From getting a raise to having something go not the way we want it to, we often will get, if we pay attention, we'll get these previews of coming attractions before they happen, so that we can position ourselves in a positive way to be able to handle those things. And if somebody's listening and they have too many work dreams and they're kind of like, okay, enough, I want to have more dreams about love and romance and enough sleep working, then one thing that you can do is make a list before you go to bed about all the things that you need to think about or figure out about work, and then put the list away and then read a book that is like 50 Shades of Grey or something that takes you into a completely different part of your brain. Watch a movie, do something that completely takes your brain into another realm. And whatever you're thinking about right before you go to sleep will tend to, your dreams will pick up the baton and take you in that direction as you sleep. So if you don't like what you're dreaming about, then just read something or get your brain thinking about something else before you go to sleep.
That damn Halsey song, Americana, Nirvana, Marijuana. Okay. Kelly Sullivan Walden, you're fantastic as always. I'm telling you, of course she wants to sell her book, but I want you to get it because I think it's just a great relationship thing. I'm taking it home. And I think it's just a great, like you're sitting around on the weekend and you say, hand it to your partner and say, look at this book. Do you dream about any of these things? And then the conversation's going to come up.
And yeah, given the subtitle? It's very specific. Your guide to interpreting 1,000 common dreams and symbols in about your romantic life.
Yeah, it's all good. All right, so you can check Kelly out on KellySullivanWalden.com or go to KGORadio.com. We have everything linked there. You're fantastic. I wish you a great rest of the week and a Super Bowl weekend and whatever.
Super, super, super. Well, I love you, and I loved getting to meet your inner prostitute. Thank you so much for bringing him and her out.
She's easy.
We'll all hang out sometime.
That bitch is always hanging around. Yeah.
Fabulous.
All right. Thank you very much.
Love you.
Bye-bye. I was making fun of myself there, not somebody else. Okay. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get to the Late Night Late Show wrap-up and all things fun. I love this. I can't wait to play this for you. A Super Bowl party's right around the corner, so that means double dipping, and that's a bad thing. We'll discuss. But this guy created this is so perfect for the Bay. This dude created an artificial AI, this bot, to torture telemarketers. Oh, don't you want 10 of these? That's on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.